Next question is Alice, A-L-I-C-E, Reeves, R-E-A-V-E-S. Alice Reeves. Alice is an 87-year-old woman with history of myelodysplastic syndrome. Patient has lost tremendous amount of weight recently, not eating, is bedbound, has a KPS score of 40%, appears to be in pain, requiring pain medication around the clock, decreased appetite, as well as decreased weight, period. Patient is ADL dependent, as I mentioned, total ADL dependent and bowel and bladder incontinent, period. Patient has had a long battle with myelodysplastic syndrome. Going back to 2021, patient has received CHEMORX multiple times along with VIDAZA with initial response, initial good response, but subsequent decreased response. Patient is found to be subsequent no response most recently. Patient also suffers from anxiety disorder, hypertension, chronic kidney disease, and antineoplastic chemotherapy-induced anemia, along with nausea and vomiting, period. Patient, so H&H at this time is 8 and 27 and 24. Patient is now being admitted to hospice with total protein is 4.9, albumin of 2.7. Overall prognosis is poor. On 1/4/2023, there was a meeting with patient's son regarding the recent flow showing 3% myeloblasts with left shift. Needs bone marrow biopsy. This was refused by the family. Patient has shortness of breath and exertion. Quite frail, sleeping at all times. And furthermore, it was decided to place patient on hospice for end-of-life care. Patient definitely meets the criteria for hospice care, expected to live less than 6 months. Hospice will keep patient comfortable and help family controlling and managing patient's multiple symptoms. Thank you.